Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Tuesday, September the 3rd. Hope you had a lovely Labor Day weekend. My thanks to Green Valley News editor Dan Scheer, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, Arizona Daily Star Sarah Garrett Gasson, Mark Evans of TucsonCitizen.com, and of course, the lovely and talented producer of this program, Rosemary Brand, for holding down the fort while I enjoyed a beautiful week in the Canadian Rockies at Lake Louise in Banff, where the leaves are already turning a brilliant yellow. So fall, probably the first place in North America that autumn arrives, and it is arriving up in the high country. We are live each weekday, noon to one, right here on the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear the program anytime, anywhere as we podcast to buckmastershow.com. TucsonSentinel.com and TucsonCitizen.com have the program available on the podcast as well. During the noon hour, we'll get things rolling with UA climate scientist Zach Guido, talking about, well, for what many of us in the Tucson area has been a very unfulfilling summer thunderstorm season. 20 minutes past the hour, the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. 30 minutes past the hour, Jack Paris of the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona joins me in studio to talk about why September is so special to the work of the food bank. And then we close out the show as we do every first Tuesday of the month with Dr. Ray Woosley talking about information that could very well save your life or the life of a loved one. It's all about medications and the information that you need to know about your meds. If you have a comment or question, the Buckmaster Show live line for you at 790-2040. You can join us on Facebook. We're now over 2,800 friends of the show. We're easy to find on Facebook, Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. Well, the summer thunderstorm season, officially known as the Southwest Monsoon, will not officially end until the end of the month, but that doesn't mean we're going to get much more rain. I mean, I hope we do, but whether or not we will is kind of doubtful. So far, parts of Tucson, including the official recording station at Tucson International Airport, very disappointing numbers. Zach Guido is an associate physical scientist for the Climate Assessment for the Southwest, which is based at the University of Arizona's Institute for the Environment. Zach and his colleagues publish the monthly Southwest Climate Outlook, and it's a wonderful publication that's available to everyone, and we'll tell people, Zach, about how they can find out about it later on, but it's good to see you.
Thanks for having me, Bill. I'm happy to be here.
Well, back from the Canadian Rockies, where that area of Banff and Lake Louise, they are lucky. It's so green up there. They've had so much rain. But up at our house in the central Tucson foothills, I think it really has been disappointing.
Yeah, that's kind of the story here in the Southwest. It's been actually the monsoon's been pretty good for many places, just not where people live.
Where has it been good?
Well, it's been good in southeast Arizona, places like Douglas. Douglas had, I believe, around 10 inches of rain in July, which was a record. And around that area, if you go down there, it's definitely very green. But in the cities where people live, the monsoon has missed. And so the monsoon per capita has been generally pretty bad this year. Places like Phoenix, if you're just looking at, you know, the Phoenix airport station, it's been right around average. Albuquerque's been right around average. But, of course, the problem with characterizing the monsoon here in the Southwest is it's so geographically diverse and with a few monitoring stations, it's really hard to capture the full monsoon flavor with just one station.
And, of course, we always tell newcomers that the monsoon is very strange. Typically, it can rain, and it certainly did up at our house. It can rain really hard a block away and not virtually nothing in your neighborhood. I mean, it is a block by block event.
It's a cloud by cloud event, and those things can be fairly spatially limited.
National Weather Service, their official recording station. You mentioned Albuquerque was about normal, Phoenix, but now in Tucson at the National Weather Service where they do the rainfall totals year to date, it looks like we're about 3 inches below normal.
Yeah, it's about 50% of average at that station. But there's places in Tucson that have done better than others. Obviously, the higher areas on Mount Lemmon have fared pretty well.
Yeah, Mount Lemmon had, I guess, almost record rainfall in July.
Yeah, so the monsoon, you kind of need a couple ingredients for the monsoon. You need there to be moisture present. You need there to be some sort of dynamic or convective instability that can move that moisture near the surface up where it is squeezed by colder conditions. And you need strong winds to blow the storms that initially form on the mountains off into the valleys. And unless you get those three conditions, what you tend to have is more precipitation in the mountains than you do in the valleys.
The drought picture looks a little better in actually New Mexico and Arizona, correct?
Yeah, drought has short-term drought conditions, and we should talk about the difference between short and long-term drought conditions. Long-term drought conditions are things that respond, take a little bit more seasons to respond. You have to have a couple of good rainfall seasons in a row for them to improve. Such things as water supply would be a long-term issue. Shorter term are like grasses for cattle. Those respond in a season. So in New Mexico and parts of Arizona, for that matter, with the good monsoon, short-term drought conditions have drastically improved.
New Mexico was the driest place in the United States going into this summer.
It was in, around July, the 1st of July, about 43-44% of the state was classified by the U.S. Drought Monitor as having exceptional drought. That's the worst, most extreme drought category. It's usually defined as a drought that happens once in every 50 years. That percentage from 43 has been beaten back to about 10% right now. So a significant and substantial improvement. And in parts of southeast Arizona, Douglas area, for example, they've seen some pretty significant improvements as well.
Zach Guido is with us. He's a climate scientist at the University of Arizona. He and his colleagues published the Southwest Climate Outlook. It comes out every month. And in this August edition, you talk a little bit about El Nino, the Southern Oscillation, known as parentheses ENSO.
ENSO, yes.
ENSO, which gives us kind of a feel for predicting the kind of year we're going to have maybe in the winter. But right now we're in the neutral kind of area.
Right. So as a climatologist, you know, we look for things like ENSO that can hedge our bets a little bit. And when it's either there's three phases in ENSO, there's either an El Nino or a La Nina or the middle phase, neutral phase. And when there's a La Nina, pretty good bets, real high probabilities that's going to be dry conditions. And El Nino is pretty good chances that it's going to be wet conditions. Neutral can go either way. So we don't actually, a climatologist doesn't have a lot of predictive insight into what the winter's going to look like. And the ENSO phenomenon usually hits us in the winter, and that's important because, 50-60% of our rains here in the southeast Arizona come from winter rains. So
yeah,
we don't really know.
Yeah, winter rains are going to be very critical. The Colorado River is in need of really a hefty dose of precipitation, isn't it?
That's right. Not only the Colorado, but also the Rio Grande is in sort of dire situations. And both of those rivers get a lot of their annual flow from the snows that fall in the headwaters. Colorado, I believe, is running about 50% capacity in Lakes Mead and Powell. And, you know, a recent report by the Bureau of Reclamation said that the flow or the levels in Lake Mead are projected in the next couple years to fall below a threshold that sets into effect forced conservation measures. So definitely water supply needs a hefty dose of rain and snow in Colorado and in New Mexico in the headwaters regions.
And that would be the first water shortage declaration, and it would affect all of us as Arizona water users if that indeed happens.
Right. I think it would call into it would first hit CAP water users. The law of the river, the management of the river is pretty complicated, but I believe that people that tap in the CAP water would be the first to be forced to alter their plans.
So the good news is that the drought has lessened significantly in southeastern Arizona and parts of New Mexico. Our friends over in Silver City were telling me that the Gila wilderness has really greened up really nice. They've had a lot of rain over there. So I guess depends where you are as we get ready to go into the fall and the winter.
Right, and I think it's also important to realize that we've had a number of years of below average precipitation, and one good monsoon, depending on where you are, of course, one good monsoon isn't going to cause drought conditions to fully disappear. We need a succession of these. We need a good winter upcoming, and we probably then need another good summer as well. So the drought picture has improved quite considerably, but it's still there. And a lot will be determined by this winter. We've had, at least for Arizona, more or less three consecutive below average precipitation winters. So a fourth one will be pretty hard to handle.
And some might say, Zach, that we've been in a drought actually for almost 15 years.
Yeah, I think since about, depending on where you are, 2000, 1999, depending on where you are, maybe a little later. But yeah, it's been by and large dry conditions since then. I mean, there has been seasons where it's been above average. But if you look at the long term, decade total accumulated precipitation, it's running in deficit.
Well, if any of our listeners are interested in receiving your fine publication, which comes into your email box, Southwest Climate Outlook, how do folks go about doing that, Zach?
You can sign up at our website. Our website is, I'll spell it out. It's okay. www.climas.arizona.edu. And we go by CLIMAS. Other people go by CLIMAS. It's all the same.
Or if you'd like to Google, I tried this out so it comes up easy that way, Southwest Climate Outlook.
That works too.
That's probably the easiest way. Zach, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
We really appreciate you coming on the program. All right, Shelley Fishman is coming up next with the Tuesday Money Maker Report. Shelley, you want to give me a thumbs up or down? How are we doing? Look at, just like the monsoon, we're in the kind of neutral category there. Okay, Shelley Fishman's next.
Hey, have you noticed all the road construction in the Tucson area?
Yes, I see lots of road work.
Yeah, in fact, the Regional Transportation Authority is funding work right now for more than a dozen projects, including bus pullouts and intersections.
I sure see lots of RTA orange signs downtown and in the region.
Yeah, and I hear new RTA projects will begin soon.
Great. The RTA projects makes for better roads and safer driving for all of us.
Getting underway, the Houghton Broadway intersection. The RTA delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit RTAmobility.com or Facebook.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Westin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and new pool and lobby areas, plus enhanced dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman. Shelley, first of all, I want to publicly thank you very much for holding down the fort, doing the show here on Tuesday. You had a very interesting show, and thank you very much.
Thank you for letting me do it, Bill. Welcome back. I know that you were in a shabby place, and you just couldn't wait to return to 100-degree temperatures with no rain. But
yeah, it was so pretty up there, and you know how lovely that you've been up there to Banff and Lake Louise. And Canada just is doing real well right now. Calgary kind of is the Dallas because of the oil money there, and they're doing real well. And the Canadian dollar, though, has been falling against – they had almost – parity. They're down now about
Is it less now?
Yeah, it's now less. It's down to about 95 cents.
Okay,
on the dollar.
In July when I was there, it was just about at parity.
Yeah.
You're right. The economy is doing well. They did not have the real estate bubble burst that we had. And so they didn't go through that 2008-2009 problem the way much of the rest of the world did. In addition, they're dealing very differently with their slow population growth and the need to bring in immigrants, and much differently than the way we're dealing with it. The growth in immigration, mostly from Asia, is just on the upswing in Canada. They're encouraging it. And it's changed so much of the way Canada looks and feels, if you will, at least on the West Coast. And I haven't been in the east of Canada for several years.
Vancouver, very happy. Folks in Vancouver, very happy. They were ranked number 2 as the world's most livable city. Mm-hmm. In Calgary, they're celebrating again, second year in a row. They're in the top 5. And I think actually, if you look at the top 10, most Australian cities and Canadian cities were ranked very high.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So here at home, we're dealing with the Syrian situation, Syria, the crisis, I guess. How is that affecting the markets?
Well, anytime you have uncertainty, the markets don't like it. And we knew getting back from the Labor Day weekend that there were going to be several things on the table that would give us the opportunity to really screw it up, you know, shoot ourselves in the foot, self-made, self-inflicted crisis, to use the administration's phraseology. And the Syrian thing is just another layer on top of that. Now, interestingly, because of the president's decision over the weekend to push this back to Congress, and with the short work schedule that Congress has during the month of September,
only nine working days,
what might happen is one of the two financial crises might become postponed. Mm-hmm. And that's, the fiscal year ends at the end of September. And if they can come up with a continuing resolution, or if they can't come up with a budget mm-hmm. before the end of September, they've got to do what's called a continuing resolution that says, we're going to continue to spend at the rate we have been spending. And it's likely that at least that crisis will be averted and postponed till the end of the year. Now, that's not a very long postponement, but at least it says, we're not up against that deadline.
Yeah, I think you're right, because the focus now is clearly, when Congress is back in session,
right,
is on the Syrian situation.
For the first couple of weeks.
Everybody had been worried about the budget situation. It seems pretty likely, I would agree with you, that they will have to push
right,
that
right.
back.
But now we also know that we're going to run out of money in the middle of October in terms of the debt ceiling. That's a crisis, physics doesn't allow you to put that one back. You either got a pile of bucks to pay back your debt with, or you don't. And it looks like sometime in the October time frame, they're going to have to deal with that crisis. And that's one where the president, at least for now, has put his feet in stone and said, I'm not negotiating over that. So we'll see where that goes. We also don't know what's going to happen with the Syrian crisis. If a couple of shots across the bow do what the president intends it to do, and with no other repercussions, then oil comes back down. It's back up in the 115, 111, something like that. What we heard on the news just in the break was that the price of gas has not been affected.
Mm.
Eventually, if the price of crude stays high, it will be. So a lot of these things, bleed back into the economy and therefore create some uncertainty in the markets. What we're seeing today, after some very, very good economic news, everybody said, wow, that's really great news. And they said, oh, but doesn't that mean that the Fed's going to change its policy and start cutting back on quantitative easing? And if that's the case, then we have this whole, oh, gosh, can the economy really sustain it on its own without all this Fed stimulus? So all of this stuff is making my job excessively difficult these days, and I wish they would just stop. In fact, if you could call President Assad and tell him to do something about this.
Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman with us on the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley has a very difficult job when he's got to figure out what to do for his clients in kind of these uncertain times. But it all gets back to the fundamentals.
It does. Yeah. Eventually it does. And so where we are right now is about where I said we were going to be at the end of the year. We were as high as 18 or 19% on the Dow. We're down at about 13.5% right now. And I had said 12 to 14. That said, if I'm right, we continue to go up and down, but essentially go no place between now and the end of the year. A 13 or 14% year is not bad, Bill. We're still at around 18% on the S&P. I mean, this is not bad news, but it is not the momentum that we had kind of going into May and June.
Plus, the autumn is not always very kind to Wall Street.
Yeah, we've had some of the biggest crises.
Some Black Fridays.
Some of the biggest crises in the financial community have happened in October.
2007.
2007, 1929, 1987.
Mm-hmm. 87, that's correct.
87. So we don't like October for surprises. And in fact, we're going to cancel October this year and go directly into November.
Yeah, to try to keep that average
right.
up there. Shelley, what's the best way to reach you?
Well, the best way to reach me is to go to this show's website,
BuckmasterShow.com,
and then hit the Hit Shelley button, and a sledgehammer comes down and hits me right in my email, and I return the call.
And then you return the call, and then you talk to prospective clients and find out what they have in mind, and they find out about you.
That's the deal. There's no one size fits all. So it's about having conversation on the phone, following up with the meeting, and seeing if there's a good meeting of the minds.
I think they'll like you. Shelley, thank you very much.
Bill, welcome back again.
Thanks a lot.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Senior cabinet officials are on Capitol Hill testifying to the Senate Armed Services Committee as the White House looks for additional congressional support for a military strike against Syria in response to the Syrian government's alleged use of chemical weapons. Series of car bombings and other attacks in Iraq today has killed at least 67 people. The car bombings ripped through Baghdad early in the evening as residents were out shopping or heading out to dinner. The Texas National Guard refusing to process requests for benefits submitted by same-sex couples because of the state constitution's definition of marriage as a union of one man and one woman. Stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up about 16 points. The S&P trading 6 points higher. The NASDAQ higher as well. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
At Cox Business, we don't cook the entrees.
Order up.
But we are in the restaurant business. Just ask Kirsten Traina, co-owner of the Liberty Market Restaurant.
Power burger with cheddar.
She prefers doing business with local suppliers, including produce from a local farm and internet and phone service from Cox Business. She counts on us for reliable internet with speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL and feature-rich business phone service.
Margarita pizza!
And our award-winning local support team is available 24/7. Visit coxbusiness.com to get business internet select and phone for only $99 per month. Plus, ask about next-day professional installation.
A carrot cake!
That's for me. Switch to Cox Business today and see how your business is our business. Offer valid until 9/30/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on max download speed of Cox Business Internet service 150 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second service. Other restrictions may apply. Next day install subject to availability. Eligibility restrictions may apply.
It's 12:34 on the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Boy, what a lovely weekend getaway this would make. Just three and a half hours east of Tucson. We were talking earlier in the show with Zach Guido about how they've had a lot of rain over there. So the Gila Wilderness looking so beautiful. And they have a Pick-A-Mania festival that is about bluegrass, folk, roots, Americana. A weekend's worth of free music in Silver City, September the 13th, 14th, and 15th. Lots of great places to stay, including Casitas de Gila, Georgetown Cabins, and Gila Hot Springs Ranch. You can find out more about Silver City and Grant County on their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. September is a very important month for the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. It's Hunger Action Month 2013. Founded in 1976, the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona provides food for people in need, advocacy, and nutrition education throughout Southern Arizona, including Cochise, Graham, Greenlee, Pima, and Santa Cruz counties. The Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona is a member of Feeding America. Joining me in studio from the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, our friend Jack Paris. Jack, good to see you.
Thank you, Bill, for having us and letting us talk about Hunger Action Month.
Well, Hunger Action Month, I know, is very important. What is the goal, Jack, of Hunger Action Month?
Well, it's a national event by Feeding America, as you mentioned, and it's over 200 member food banks to call attention to hunger right here in our community. We always talk about hunger in the world, but we have hunger right here in our own communities. 19.1% of the people living in Arizona live at or below the federal poverty guideline. So it's over a million people. So, and one in four of those people are children. So it's right here in our own backyard.
Hunger Action Month has some really outstanding events that I think everyone can get involved at least in one or two of the events. What are some of the highlights, Jack?
Well, Bill, on our website, we have a calendar for, and we have something going on each day of the whole month of September. But we do have some big events that people can get involved in. Like today through Friday, the 6th, we have what we call a SNAP challenge. And that's participants are challenged to try to live on a food budget of $4 a day or $16 a week. It's not easy because that's the average amount of what a SNAP recipient gets. So everybody thinks that people getting food stamps are living high, but believe me, it's not the case.
$4 worth of food per day?
Ooh. Boy, yeah. And you, if you
go to the supermarket sometime and try to make that happen.
Right, right. Mm. And if people want to participate in that, they can go to our website, communityfoodbank.org, and they can sign up and actually participate in it and post on a blog about what their experiences are living on $4 a day.
You're wearing an orange T-shirt today.
And that's for Go Orange Day, which is on Thursday. Thanks for the lead-in.
Yeah.
Thursday, September 5th, it's Go Orange Day, and all the food bank staff and volunteers will be out in orange. And what we're going to do is down at the Hockamy Plaza at the Joel Valdez Library, the main library downtown, on that plaza out south there, we're going to have EGs there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., or excuse me, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., to give away free pina coladas as long as they last. So go down there and look for the EG stand and learn about hunger in your community.
Jack, let's talk a little bit about how the food bank, what kind of year has it been through the first eight months of this year?
Well, Bill, we're on a fiscal year, of course, and last year was a tough year for us. But we came out okay, and so we're just starting to gear up for our fiscal year. The fact remains, people think of feeding the hungry during the holidays, and the rest of the year people kind of forget. So the summertime is really a slow time for us, and it just now starts picking up again, both with our donations and with handing out food.
Jack Paris is with us from the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, and perhaps our listeners saw a story that ran this summer about the way the Southern Arizona Food Bank received top national rating, actually in the top 10 of top-notch charities for overall performance on finances, accountability, and transparency. So that's exciting.
Absolutely. We're very proud of the fact that that's a third year in a row we've been in that top ranking. And like everybody to know, 97 cents of every dollar donated to us goes to our programs, and only 3% goes to overhead. So I always like to think we're lean and mean, and that's how we survive.
Jack, we were talking a little bit about the calendar for Hunger Action Month. And again, you can find out about all the activities by going to the communityfoodbank.org website. But I guess the signature event, Jack, would be on September the 28th. That's the Hunger Walk 2013. Is that kind of your signature event of the whole month?
Absolutely, Bill. That's the big finish to Hunger Action Month. And this year, we're going to have a walk at all our main location here in Tucson and our four branch banks down in Amado, Green Valley, Marana, and Nogales. So we're really excited about that. And again, people can sign up for the Hunger Walk on our website. Down at Amado, they're going to start their registration at 8 a.m. on the 28th and walk on the 9th. And that's at the Sapari Elementary School down there. Green Valley's walk is going to be at La Posada Java at La Posada.
Jack Paris with us from the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, 1241 on the Buckmaster Show. Let's go now to Joe on the Buckmaster Show live line. Joe, you're with Jack Paris. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? This is a really nice opportunity because I can't imagine what your day must be like when you have problems. But for hungry people, I can't imagine, you know, the numbers are just overwhelming. But it seems like I look around this city, there's so many empty lots, and there's so many people with skills out there. We have the U of A, their agricultural setup, and it just seems like, why don't we really get into big vegetable gardening rather than waiting for people to come around and drop off food? It grows.
Okay.
And not only that, rabbits, chickens, they work quite well. And,
all right.
Have you guys ever thought about something like that?
Joe, we do have a farm down on the south side where we do have people come in and they can grow their own produce in plots down there. We have a demonstration garden up here at the food bank on South Country Club where we help teach people learn how to grow a garden in their backyard. And we have some 160 people that have signed up for that and do participate in that. So we even sometimes, these people grow enough food that we actually put it in our farmers markets that we have each week. But you're absolutely right. We don't have the staff to do that ourselves, but we try to encourage people to participate and grow their own produce.
And the produce comes in. Many of the farmers around Arizona donate. I guess it's been, I have a number here in front of me, Jack Paris, nearly 16 million pounds of produce in the fiscal year that ended June 30th was donated to Arizona food banks from farmers around the
country. Actually, it's from the warehouses and things like that down in Nogales, and farmers that do produce extra fruit and vegetables and things like that. We were able to realize over 10 million pounds that did come into us that we redistributed to our clients.
All right. So Jack Paris with us, Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. We've been talking about September and how important this is. This is Hunger Action Month. And again, the Hunger Walk in Tucson, Green Valley, Nogales, Amado, and Marana. That will be on Saturday, the 28th of September.
Exactly. And all the information is on our website about Hunger Action Month and how you register for all of these events, including the Hunger Walk.
All right, Jack, it's good to see you, and congratulations again, the Southern Arizona Food Bank getting top marks in national ranking, and we're also talking about all the many activities that are coming up. Jack, congratulations on the work you and your colleagues are doing at the food bank.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Okay, that's going to do it with Jack Paris, and again, I want to give the website communityfoodbank.org. Stay with us. We've got our monthly segment on the medication that you take, some information that could save your life or the life of a loved one. That's next on The Buckmaster Show. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Time for our monthly segment on the Buckmaster Show, focusing on your medication and how to take control of your health care. The average American takes a dozen prescriptions each year, and those over 65 are taking on average 17 prescription medicines each year and 6 or 7 each day. Our biomedical segment features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is the former University of Arizona College of Medicine dean and founder and now president emeritus of the Tucson-based Critical Path Institute. Dr. Woosley's latest venture is the creation of Credible Meds, which has already become one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website is visited each day now by over 2,000 people from 180 countries. You can visit crediblemeds.org today. And if you have a question for Dr. Woosley about any medications, he would be happy to entertain and answer your question. 790-2040, 790-2040. Dr. Woosley, good to see you.
Good to see you. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. It was great to get away for a week. This story that the AP reporting, a study released by the National Transportation and Safety Board, everyone knows, Dr. Woosley, that drinking and driving kill. But when it comes to medicines, people behind the wheel taking a lot of medication, it's really shocking what this study uncovered.
It did. It was obvious, though. I mean, you cited the figures. We take a lot of medicines, up to 5 or 6 a day, and we know that those same people drive. So what happens when they drive? And that was why the NTSB study was really helpful, because it explained the obvious, that people who have wrecks are taking medicines that are impairing their ability to drive. And they ask, what are those medicines and how many are they taking?
That study, by the way, looked at really over 33,000 people who had had an automobile accident and compared the medicines being taken to those taken by a comparison group of people who did not have an accident. And many types of medicines, as you know, Dr. Woosley, were much more commonly taken by those who had an accident.
Sure. We all know that narcotics will make you impaired, but we often don't think of muscle relaxants like Soma and Flexeril and Robaxin. Antidepressants often make people impaired, and they don't know it. I think most people know that Valium will knock you out and could impair you, but Xanax, Xyrax, Librium, those are all medicines being taken. They were also taking seizure medicines, which can, like Dilantin, make you drowsy.
The number of medicines taken by drivers having accidents was up. It's unbelievable. Some people that had accidents, not unbelievable after you hear this number that they had an accident, but up to 30 medicines in their bloodstream. Right. And drivers over 50 who had an accident were taking the most medicines. That perhaps is not so surprising. And the drug interactions were far more common in those who had an accident. The most common medicines, as you've been saying, the muscle relaxants, narcotics. How about high, even really commonly used, high blood pressure medication?
Exactly. A lot of people take high blood pressure medicines and don't realize that it makes them sleepy or sedated and impairs their reaction time.
And allergy medication.
That's the big one. Not some of the newer non-sedating antihistamines, but Benadryl and almost all the over-the-counter anti-allergy medicines are the old ones, which make you sleepy and impair decisions.
And remember, if you have an accident while you are on a medication, you can be arrested for that.
Right. You're impaired. It doesn't matter if it's alcohol or medicines or both, which is another thing that they found, that alcohol and medicines were commonly part of this problem.
In front of you, you have a bottle, typical medication bottle, and all of the fine print here.
Yes.
You really need like a magnifying glass, I think, to see some of this.
Exactly.
Stuff.
You know, I brought this because I wanted you to read it to me, Bill. I couldn't get anywhere close to reading this. But the pharmacist puts these little stickers on, may cause dizziness, don't drive or operate machinery. Well, remember, cars are machinery.
Yeah.
And you're sitting in that machine, and you could kill yourself by driving impaired. And so our advice is, read these things or get them someone to read them to you if you can't read them like me.
And some of that is put on there for legal reasons, I guess?
Unfortunately, that's the driver for it. They give you a warning, so it's not their fault when you drive impaired. But the truth is you should go in as a patient. Anytime you get a prescription, you should ask your doctor, can I drive? Can I function with this? Is it going to make it difficult for me to function? And if it does, if that is the case, and the doctor tells you and you read about it on your label and you get information from your pharmacist, don't do it. Don't take the medicine at a time when you know you're going to have to drive. Wait until you've got plenty of time to assess whether that medicine will impair you or not.
Dr. Ray Woosley is with us. He is the creator, founder of Credible Meds. They do a fantastic job, the Credible Meds website, crediblemeds.org. And, you know, if you get a new medicine, probably it would be best not to get behind the wheel of a car until you see what your reaction is going to be to it.
Exactly. And know that even though you feel pretty good, your reaction time may be impaired. That's one of the problems with some of the newer antihistamines. You don't feel sedated, but you are functionally impaired by them.
How about sleeping pills?
Sleeping pills are a big problem early morning because some people wake up in the middle of the night and take a sleeping pill to go back to sleep, and it's still working when they're driving into work in the morning, and that impairs their judgment and skills.
There was a story I heard on the news while I was up in Canada. Dr. Woosley's talking about the widespread use, by the way, of sleeping pills, and I think it's gone through the roof.
Right.
I mean, it's just been – it's huge right now.
Pain medicine, sleeping pills, these are the most commonly used medicines. Just watch your ads on TV. You'll see why.
That's right. Interactions. How about – I mean, my goodness, someone was taking 30 medications in that study, and then, again, not surprising they had an accident. But, I mean, even if you're taking a couple of medicines, they can interact.
They can. And don't assume that your pharmacist has run a program to prevent the interaction. Sometimes you get medicine from different pharmacies, and that makes a problem. But ask your pharmacist to run the program and give you a printout of it so that you can be sure that the medicines you're taking don't have interactions.
Dr. Ray Woosley of crediblemeds.org is with us for our monthly segment. We do this segment the first Tuesday of every month here on the Buckmaster Show. Another story that had to do with medicine that caught my eye, that CVS Pharmacy has cut off doctors now, Dr. Woosley, who prescribed too many narcotics.
Yes. They were the numbers were staggering. Like CVS, it's a good pharmacy, but it took them a long time to act, and only after the feds started looking into why trailer loads of narcotics were being shipped to a single pharmacy.
Yeah, CVS Caremark Corporation says it's taken the unusual step of cutting off access to powerful painkillers for more than 36 doctors and other healthcare providers found to prescribe the drugs at an alarmingly high rate. And one of the things that jumps out at you from that study that was done about taking prescription drugs and driving, the prevalence of medication in this society is just unbelievable right now. And it doesn't seem to be changing. It seems to be more and more medications.
Oh, it's changing. It's increasing.
Increasing.
Right.
Yes.
It's the number of deaths due to the narcotic pain relievers has skyrocketed. It's 30,000 people a year. And the problem is we, as a medical profession, we began focusing on pain, which was important. Patients have pain. We need to treat it. But we've overreacted. It is so easy to get Vicodin, oxycodone. These medicines are very potent painkillers, and we're getting them for not so serious causes now. And and you can get them very easily. There are doctors who will prescribe them. You have a root canal and you get a 10-day supply of medicines. I think the medical profession is over-prescribing. There's no doubt about that. The evidence supports it. And people are seeking medicines. And I think that's because of our attitude in society based on the TV ads. All your problems can be solved with a medicine. You see it on TV every night.
And, you know, we look, as a consumer, we look to our medical providers for advice. And when you have a root canal, as you mentioned, and you're thinking, well, maybe I need what they are prescribing, rather than saying, here's a couple of a day or so. If you have severe pain, call us. We can maybe work something out.
Right.
But it's the other kind of the big bring in the heavy artillery for something that maybe a Tylenol would be appropriate.
Exactly, or Tylenol with codeine. And I think we just have to recognize that every person is different. Their needs are going to be different, and we have to titrate their medicine, grow slowly up to what is necessary.
Again, Dr. Woosley, thank you very much. CredibleMeds.org. During this program, we're going to do this program the first Tuesday of the month. We'll give you tips on how to take your medicine safely and provide useful advice about the potential problems with some of the most commonly taken medicines, and it's information that might just save your life or the life of a loved one. Dr. Woosley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan Better Water, Pure and Simple. Culligan, for all your residential and commercial water needs. Coming up this afternoon, it's the John C. Scott Show from 3 to 5. Then, tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. My name is Bill Buckmaster. We'll look forward to being with you tomorrow at 12:04. We're here each weekday, 12:04 to 1. Hope you have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.